Dr. Mortimer was a tall man, and he was thin. His clothes were smart, and he wore glasses. He was a young man, but looked older because he was worried.
I need your advice, Mr. Holmes,
he said very seriously.
Tell us all about it,
Sherlock Holmes said kindly.
We'll help you if we can.
Dr. Mortimer took some papers out of his pocket.
A man named Sir Charles Baskerville died about 3 months ago,
he began.
He died in a horrible way, as perhaps you know from the newspapers. Before he died, he gave me these papers. They tell the story of the Baskerville family. I want to read them to you, if I may.
Please, go ahead,
Sherlock Holmes agreed.
We'll listen carefully.
Dr. Mortimer put the papers in front of him and began to read.
I am Hugo Baskerville, and I am writing this in the year 1742. My father told me about the Hound of the Baskervilles, and I believe what he told me. I want you, my sons, to read these words. Remember that God punishes the wicked and forgives the innocent. The head of the Baskerville family in 1640 was a cruel and bad man. His name was Sir Hugo Baskerville. Sir Hugo fell in love with the daughter of a farmer. She was frightened of him. She always tried to avoid him. One day, Sir Hugo learnt that her family were away from the farm. He rode to the farm with some friends of his, and they carried the girl to Baskerville Hall. They locked her in a room upstairs. Then they went downstairs and started to eat and drink. The girl was terrified. She jumped out of the window and tried to run back to her home. Sir Hugo was furious when he realized her room was empty. He was also very drunk by now. His friends told him to let out the hounds, and he agreed to do this. Then he jumped on his horse and rode after the hounds. Some of his friends also decided to ride after him. After a while, Sir Hugo's friends saw an old man in the darkness. They wanted to know where Sir Hugo was. The old man seemed very frightened and could hardly speak. I saw Sir Hugo on his horse, the old man told them, but I also saw a huge hound. It was running silently beside Sir Hugo.